is Constitution Day, also known as Citizenship Day, and I went on. I found a sample questions you could take if you were practicing to get the U.S. citizenship, you know, to pass that.
Oh,
so,
boy, here we go.
I'll just go back and forth, Alex and Live the Web Girl, and see how well you do on this test, which you never had to take.
Okay.
Alex, what did the Emancipation Proclamation do?
Freed the slaves.
There we go. Alex, so far, I think you're more than welcome. Live the Web Girl. How many U.S. senators are there?
Oh, my gosh.
Looks like Canada's going to be getting Liv later.
I'm going to guess 52.
Now, what makes you say 52?
Okay. So, I always get confused if there's 52, 51, or 50 states. I know it's one
Wait,
of those
hold
three.
On.
Oh, God.
You don't know how many states are in America?
I get confused if Hawaii and Alaska are like the 51st and 52nd, or if there's just 50.
Well, what about Puerto Rico?
That's just a whole other issue that I can't even get into. I don't know that.
So with that understanding, your guess of how many U.S. senators are what?
52.
First of all, how many states are there?
We're unsure at this moment.
No, we're not. No, it's 50 states.
There's 50 states.
Including Hawaii and Alaska.
Okay, so 50, that's it. That's the cutoff.
Yes.
50, include, and that's
so,
including
I'm
going
to let you guess
yes.
again here. This I'm not going to give Alex as much grace, but I feel nice to you. How many U.S. senators are there if there's 50 states?
50.
Once again, you're wrong. There's actually two senators from each state.
So there's 100?
That seems
yeah.
excessive.
That does seem a
Seems
lot.
Like a lot. Yeah. You'd like to condense yeah. it down to just one person. Okay. Alex, what did Martin Luther King Jr. do? Like the main thing that he did or he's known for?
Well, I mean, he like, was it lead the Civil Rights March? Why does this have to do with the Constitution?
Because it's an American
it's
history.
Yeah, but this isn't on the Constitution. Okay,
it's
I guess.
On the, no, it's the thing.
You're just saying you American history, then.
It's on the Constitution test as okay. far as being an American citizen.
Gotcha,
yeah.
gotcha.
So they kind of celebrate both today.
Okay.
Speaking of the U.S. Constitution in America, Live the Web Girl, who is considered the father of our country? Just one man's all I'm looking for. The father of our country.
George Washington.
Hey! Wow! Look at that.
Good job, Liv.
Thank
you. Alex, which one of these is a branch of the U.S. government? A, Parliament. B, the UNC Congress.
Congress.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
That is correct. Parliament's over
Ooh,
in Britain. And
I literally don't even know what a parliament is.
All right.
Is that in the U.S.? A parliament?
No, that's in Britain.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with the U.S.
Yeah, that's the red coats.
Got it.
All right, Liv, let me give you a multiple choice one, okay?
Okay.
If the president can no longer serve, who becomes president? Is it A, the Speaker of the House, B, Secretary of State, or C, the Vice President?
The Vice President.
That's correct.
I was kind of worried.
I learned that in second grade.
Now, let's apply this to our current times. If President Trump can no longer be president, who would be the next person to take that role?
Oh, my gosh. I forget his name, but he is... Someone say that he's a lunatic. His name... I know the old one. Can I say the old one?
No.
The new one would be Joe Biden.
Okay, well, Joe Biden can't come back.
Okay, the new one, oh, what's his name? It's like, is there a P somewhere in there?
Yes, at the beginning.
Oh, at the beginning?
Well, I mean, of his last name.
Okay, yeah. It's like...
His first name rhymes with bike.
Oh, it's Mike Pipen.
Mike Pence.
Mike Pence.
God, I hope they don't take this out on you and me, Alex. I want to stay here. All right, one more question each. Alex, what did Susan B. Anthony do?
Ooh, Susan B. Anthony.
I know.
Did she sew the flag? No, that isn't right. That's Betsy Ross, right?
I need a guess out of you.
Susan B. Anthony. Oh, she gave women the right to vote?
I'm going to give it to you. She fought for women's rights. Is
okay,
that what you're going to say,
Okay. I was going to say, didn't she win like Britain's Got Talent?
That is
Susan Boyle.
That's Susan Boyle. Oh, God.
Close. That's close. Don't this sound alike?
Not close.
No. Final question here, kind of celebrating Constitution Day, and these are from the citizenship test here in America. Live the Web Girl,
Yes.
Give me one of the things that the First Amendment represents. Let me make that even easier for you. It has multiple things. Give me one thing that the First Amendment represents or that guarantees you.
The freedom of speech or press.
Can you go 3 for 3? You got 2 out of 3.
Or writing or something?
No. Freedom of assembly.
Yeah, that's right. Assembly. So,
does anyone even know what that means? Assembly?
Yeah, like...
It's like protesting, getting together.
Yep. You're allowed to do that.
Okay, we get it, guys. You know.
You're allowed to do it. Doesn't mean everyone's going to agree with why you're doing
live,
it.
There's
but
somebody
yes, you're
outside.
Allowed.
We're looking for another member of the show.
Taking her to Canada.
Bye, Liv.